such as this manual. Although a deep technical knowledge of radio frequency technology is a plus, a degree is not really necessary. Do I have to spend a fortune? Not a fortune, but you will have to spend money to get started. It's not just with the equipment, but you will also have to get a license to be allotted a unique broadcast call sign. For a complete beginner, you can get started with under $100. This guide will show you how. However, quite a few long-time ham radio operators have invested thousands of dollars in the latest gear so they can have a wider audience. This manual will help you get there as well. Do I have to understand Morse code? It used to be a prerequisite to getting a license, but the ARRL has removed this section from their licensure exams. One of the things you can do with ham radio is send messages in Morse code to other ham users. When microphones and speakers are down, Morse code was the only way to get messages across during times of emergencies. It isn't really difficult to learn Morse code. Think of it as another way to appreciate the alphabet. Although it's not necessary, this guide will help you master Morse code as part of being an expert ham user. Will I get in trouble with my neighbors? Not at all. Take note that you're not operating on the same frequency as other popular FM stations. You're on a different plane through which you can communicate. One common problem that ham users face are neighbors that don't understand their machinery and blame them for when their satellite TVs and internet connections go down. You're not going to be a pest. I need to become a Radio Shack nerd? Only if you become passionate about it. There are users that enjoy the hobby with the bare minimum when it comes to equipment. The biggest difference in most setups deals with reach and clarity. Sure, you're going to have to visit the Radio Shack outlet soon enough to get started, and it's not a bad place to go if you're a beginner, but you don't really have to spend all your time there. Do I have to be located somewhere specific to enjoy ham radio? All you need is a place to set up your gear. It doesn't matter where that location is. You're not dealing with phone signal strength and Wi-Fi reach. You're dealing with radio frequencies, and they operate on a different spectrum and thus require less power. It doesn't matter if you live in the wild or within urban areas. As long as you have the equipment, you're good to go. With the proper knowledge on antennas and wiring, you can set up from even the most remote locations. Why is it called ham radio? Most sources would point out to a long-standing frustration the U.S. government used to have with their own old radio communication systems during World War periods. They would complain about interference on their communication ends, which they claimed to have been caused by amateurs who were experimenting with radio riggings of their own. In line with these frustrations, military officials and technicians would call these people hams. Over the years, amateur users have used the term to refer to themselves despite the negative connotation it brought with the authorities. In due time, the negative connotation has become diluted, and now you just have hams. In a nutshell, you are now a ham operator. You can also call yourself an amateur radio operator as well. Unfortunately, pork has nothing to do with this term. Chapter 2: Radio Frequency Technology for Idiots. In order to become a self-sufficient operator, you will need to have working knowledge of the principles and methods involved with ham radio. This chapter will walk you through all of that, sans the boring lectures and textbooks. An Introduction to RF. You'll be encountering the term RF frequently as you learn about ham radios. This is because this hobby operates under the principles of radio frequency technology. RF communication works by creating small waves in the air known as electromagnetic waves. Taken from the compound word electromagnetism, it means you will be dealing with electronics and magnets quite a lot. These waves travel very fast through the air, almost as fast as the speed of light. Think of them as small vibrations that are so faint that you cannot even feel them, but you can receive and interpret these waves if you have the proper equipment. This is the main premise of RF communication. You're on one end with a transmitter, and you use this transmitter